New FM is local as, and you're waking up. You're waking up with the Novos.
New FM.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Monday. Hello, Stephen. How you doing?
Yeah, good. How's yourself?
Very fresh today. Ready for a new week. All the possibilities ahead.
Did you have a nice relaxing weekend, did you?
Yeah, busy, but just a nice one, yeah.
Oh, that's
good. Ready to go for the new week, which is always good.
I had a busy weekend, but that means I'm a bit tired.
That's all right.
Struggling a little bit, yeah. But I'm excited. Like you said, excited for a new week.
Yeah, good morning, Jess. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
Ready to go for a new week?
Oh, almost. When I get to the bottom of this cup of coffee, maybe.
All right. What did you do on the weekend?
Slept in for 2 days. That was nice.
Ooh, now you're talking. Treat yourself.
That was, so exciting.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Did you have your little dog with you?
I did.
Excellent. See, you know what? Having a dog around always improves the mood, doesn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's it. What did you get up to, Stephen?
Well, I actually went to Sydney for the weekend.
Nice one.
So my parents are there at the moment. They're jumping on a boat today, going on a cruise today. So,
toot.
I thought I'd catch them quickly before they go on a cruise. Nice for some, hey. So.
Yeah, that's right. Living the good life.
Absolutely.
Are they retired?
Very close.
Right.
I should probably say, I don't know if that's public knowledge yet, but it is now. There you go. Very close.
Everyone in Newcastle knows. A couple of people in Perth may retire soon. Keep that on the down low.
All under wraps. Shh.
We'll delete it off the podcast.
No. We've made a safe space. I trust the people.
Good stuff. All right. Well, of course, we'll be catching up with Jess to talk local news stuff in just a minute as you wake up with the Novos. 505 New FM.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
Now, Jess, we're starting off by talking about this inquest into the disappearance and sadly suspected death of Hunter teenager Jack Barnes that starts today.
Yeah, so the inquest into Zach Barnes starts today, runs for the next 3 days. This is from back in 2016, I remember. It was one of the first big stories when I was in my first year of being a journalist, and it was huge at the time. Zach Barnes was an 18-year-old. He was in a car with friends, got out and was last seen wandering off into bushland in Thornton. There was a huge search at the time, and then in the months afterwards, there were multiple appeals for information from the public to try and find where Zach was, but nothing was ever found, and his family have been calling and calling for this inquest, so it's going to start today. Hopefully at the end of it there'll be some recommendations, whether that be, I don't know, some further investigations or, you know, maybe an idea of what may have happened to Zach, but we'll find out eventually.
As it all unfolds.
So why does it take 7 years? Like, is there new information or is that just how long this stuff takes to process and get through all the hoops?
It could be anything.
Wow.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, I guess developing story, so you keep us up to date with that, of course.
For sure.
As it continues. Also, investigations continue this morning for the blaze at the old Maitland Park Bowling Club throughout the weekend.
Yes, this happened early yesterday morning. There were 9 fire trucks, about 30 firefighters who were called out to the Maitland Park Bowling Club that shut last year and stopped operating as a bowling club. It was a huge fire. Police reckon it was probably arson, so they are investigating it. Lots of damage there, and last month Maitland Council only just put out like expressions of interest for, you know, what the building could be used for down the track, because it's not being used for anything at the moment. So be interesting to see what happens with that one, but police are investigating.
Okay, there
proper
we go.
Went up as well. Did you see the photos at all, Crevo?
Pretty wild, hey.
Oh, yeah, done a proper job, that's for sure.
Job is an interesting term. It'll be interesting to see like what findings do come from it, because there's a lot of chatter about what the building could be in the future, and now, well, I guess just land, isn't it, really? Anyway, interesting to see how that all unfolds.
Shame.
Yeah,
it's
massive shame.
The Novos. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
Now, Crevo, yesterday when I was coming back from Sydney, I caught the train.
Yeah, right.
I was like, with the cost of parking and everything in the city,
a little bit easier.
Probably just a little bit easier to catch the train. So I hopped on the train at Central, coming all the way back to Newcastle, of course. And partway through my journey, the train's pretty full. We get to, I can't remember what stop it was, somewhere near the Central Coast, basically. And this lady hops on. And as she walks into the carriage, I think, myself and everyone on there was kind of like looking down, going, please don't sit next to me. Please don't sit next to me.
Everyone just knows that feeling.
Yes.
When you just see someone, you think, I do not want them right up against me for the next 2 hours.
Well, someone that, like, this is a bit mean, but looks like she doesn't smell very good.
Yeah.
And then, like, as she approached, that was confirmed. Your suspicion was confirmed.
Yeah.
Anyway, you know, I was walking down the carriage. I was like
Bo and Durries.
Yeah, please not me, please not me, please not me. Anyway, she tapped me on the shoulder. Can I sit next to you? You got to say yes. You can't really say no.
Yeah.
Like, no dramas. She sat there, took up pretty much the whole seat. Oh. And then throughout the journey of the trip, she was on this, like, explicit website, like OnlyPans, OnlyDans.
Yeah, right.
I don't know. I can't
remember. Never heard of it.
Can't remember what it was called, but there was just, two veg and sausage, just the whole trip. She was just scrolling, having a look. Couldn't believe it.
You can't look at that on a train.
Well, you think not. Hey, I know if I don't want to see it, I shouldn't look at her phone, but everyone has a sticky beak. Oh, just so uncomfortable.
Absolute nightmare.
Driving from now on. That's the last time I'll be getting the train.
Don't blame you. Yeah. Public transport. It's largely awful.
Oh, I've just been scarred. That's what I think.
New FM.
And Crevo, a bit of a PSA, because there's a criminal on the run.
Uh-oh.
All right, so beware, be alert, and be on the lookout.
Right.
For Otter 841.
What are you talking about?
So there's this otter off the States, in California, actually.
Yeah.
That has been for weeks terrorizing surfers in California by, like, basically nudging them off their surfboard and stealing surfboards.
Well, that's just funny.
It's very funny and it's very cute, really.
Like,
and
what, like, does he mean stealing the surfboards? You're taking them away to his little lair and selling them on the black market or what?
Nah, basically just, I guess, lending it, I suppose, or borrowing it for a while, because they're just jumping on and then enjoying a bit of a ride and, until they get bored of the surfboard, and then otter jumps off and goes on
and
about
finds
its life.
Another one.
Yeah, just continues with its life. But basically, this otter's been, like, nudging people off the boards, trying to scare them off, and once they've got the board to themselves, they're just enjoying a little bit of a joyride.
So it's like, basically, you know how there's juveniles get out and steal cars?
Yeah.
Take them for a joyride and then dump them. That's what's happening, but in the otter version.
In otter version, right. Yes. So this otter has been named Otter 841, which is not a very, I guess they're trying to give it like a cold name so people don't feel pity for it, don't humanise it. Because some of the articles that are going around about this otter are ridiculous, right? Like, the term apprehend is being used. We need to apprehend this otter.
How are you going to do that? Little, like, fin cuffs?
Yeah, I have no idea. This is my favourite one so far, right? And this is from the BBC. For weeks, Otter 841 has been stealing and damaging longboards. Now, she is evading authorities. I don't think she's deliberately evading authorities. I think she lives in the water.
Yeah,
it's quite hard to go and get her.
Yeah, that's basically it. She's not looking, thinking, oh, the cops are always hanging around this particular beach. I'm going to avoid that one now. Not what's happening.
Not at all.
It's just living its life and then happens to have not been caught yet.
Well, that's it. And what are they going to do with it when they catch it? Like, there's talks in a lot of these articles that it might end up in a zoo. I don't think that's right.
No. Like, you're living in its house.
That's it. And it's spent its whole life out in the wild.
Yeah.
And it's not, like, I'm all for zoos being there to, like, rehabilitate. And,
sure.
You
and
know, like,
if the otter had, like, a sore flipper and it was struggling to get around, that's a good reason to put one in a zoo.
Exactly, yeah. Rescue or rehabilitate, but not just because it's being a bit of a little nuisance to surfers.
Yeah, they need to rename it. It's all about branding. If it was called, like, you know, the cheeky board thieving otter,
everyone would love it.
Yeah. Oh, is that the cheeky board thieving otter? Give us a high five with
not
your flipper.
Not again. Oh, drats.
Exactly.
You're right, though. We are in this otter's home.
Yeah.
So who are we to, you know, dictate that all of a sudden this otter's in the wrong? We're in the wrong, really.
What are we going to do? Take it to the, you know, sea otter court?
Well, that's it. And at the end of the day, no one's been hurt. No one's, like, you know, been hurt from this or damaged, or it's just a bit of fun, isn't it?
Cutler surfers lost their board. Big deal.
Big whoop, I reckon.
All right. Of course, we'll get into your news update up next.
Of course, though. If you are, you know, Nobby's or Stockton or, I don't know, Bar Beach, you surf. Thing.
Yeah.
Just be aware.
That's
just
right.
Be on the lookout for otters. That's all I'll
say. They might steal your boards. New FM.
One, two, three. New FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
All right, this is our little game that we like to play around this time each day. Basically, you need to figure out what is the pattern between three things that we give you. So, as an example, I'll give you an example. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Royal Gala, Granny Smith, Pink Lady.
Stephen.
Yeah?
Are they types of apples?
There you go. Perfect. You've got yourself a point. If you think you can do that kind of thing and you want to win prizes this morning, call up now. 4967-4105. We need two players.
And you mentioned prizes.
Yeah.
Prizes coming out the wazoo, of course. We've got a double pass up for grabs in the Andrew John Stand for Knights versus Melbourne Storm this, well, Saturday evening slash Saturday night. I think it's like 5:30 kickoff or something like that.
Absolutely lovely.
Twilight time period, which would be absolutely awesome. Of course, the Knights in good form at the moment, coming off back-to-back wins. So if you want to kind of cheer them into the home run, try and get them into the finals. You want to be there. 4967-4105, plus everyone that contributes to the show this week goes in the draw to win a girls' night out for people, including a drink on arrival to see the Sydney Hotshots at Mayfield Hotel this Friday coming up.
Plus, don't forget, producer Scott is going to be performing in with the Sydney Hotshots. So if you've heard his voice, you know, doing What's the Goss and whatnot, you thought, oh, wonder what he looks like. You'll be able to see him with his rig out. So prizes on prizes, plus producer Scott.
Yeah, I promise you won't be disappointed with the latter of all those prizes. Very good looking man. So 4967-4105, of course, two people for three of a kind. We're going to get them to battle it out on the other side of this. And up next, got a bit of a tip for all the eligible bachelors out there, because this gentleman's found a way to pretty much guarantee to secure himself a date. I want to reveal it on the show next.
How to guarantee yourself a date in just a few minutes now, though.
1, 2, 3.
On new FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
All right, this is our, I guess, competition to see. It's a battle of the wits, really, to find out who's the best at detecting patterns. You're essentially Sherlock Holmes, and you need to figure out what the theme is between three things that we give you.
And like you said, it is a battle of wits, but also it's a battle of speed. Mm. Slow and steady doesn't win this race.
Not
at all.
You've
got to get in, and you've got to be quick.
Yeah, we give you three things. You've got to figure out what is the theme between those three things. Your name is your buzzer, first to two, best of three.
And of course, if you can do that, like you said, get two before your opponent, you win yourself a double pass to see the Knights take on the Storm this Saturday, twilight fixture, which is very exciting. Plus, of course, everyone that contributes to the show goes in the draw for a girls' night out at the Sydney Hotshots Mayfield Hotel this Friday.
That's right. Let's meet our contestants for this morning. First up is Az in Singleton. How you doing?
Good, mate. How you doing?
Very well, thanks. Now, you reckon you know how all this game works, yeah?
Yeah, I know how the game works.
Excellent, excellent. And you have a good weekend?
Yeah, man, it was all right. What about yours?
Oh, fantastic, man. Thanks for asking. Appreciate that.
All right, let's all talk out the way. Let's meet, of course, your contestant. We've got Katila in Newcastle. Katila. How are you this morning?
Katila.
Good, how are you?
Katila, is that right?
Yeah.
Ah, there you go. I'm trying to read this. It's, you know, I had a crack. That's all you can ask of me. I tried my hardest. It's Monday.
He's an Aussie battler. Just doing his
best. How was your weekend anyway?
It was good.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. Well, fingers crossed we can get both these contestants, well, one of these contestants, off to a flyer on Monday, of course, the winner of Three of a Kind. Before we do that, though, let's test the technology. Let's test the buzzers, of course. Your name is your buzzer. Az, let's test yours first.
Az.
Yeah, easy, Katila.
Cat.
Yeah, easy. Nice and quick. All right, love it. All
let's
right.
do this. Here we go. First to two, best of three. First one, here we go.
Yeah, best of luck both our contestants. First one, Colgate, Oral-B, Sensodyne.
Az.
Oh, I think Az slightly
quicker.
Yeah, Az?
Toothpaste.
Correct, one on the board.
Fantastic, well done.
Well
First
done.
First point.
All right, next one for both our contestants. You have flute, oboe, guitar.
Az.
Az quicker again there.
Musical instruments.
Correct, mate, well
Short
done.
Time. For an easy win, congratulations. You're off to see the Knights. As you said before, twilight fixture. Going to be great. Katila, can we get you back tomorrow as our runner-up? Yeah. Okay, fantastic. I don't know what's going on back there with Az, but he's got on a busy work site by the sounds of it.
Must be people in the car trying to get that second ticket.
Yeah, probably.
Because he's only got a double. Yeah, I want it. No, mine. I told you to call up. I'm driving.
In UFM.
And just earlier, Kreebo, I teased, I guess, a solution for all the eligible bachelors out there looking to secure themselves a date.
Yeah.
Because this gentleman, somewhere locally, we're going to assume in New South Wales somewhere, has found a foolproof way to get himself a date.
Now, this obviously is the dream of a lot of guys, a foolproof action plan to score yourself a date. Brilliant. How does it work?
Well, he's gone on the apps, as many people find themselves doing these days, so on the Tinder and Hinge and whatever other ones they've got going on at the moment. And on his profile picture is a screenshot of him in the queue to secure Taylor Swift tickets to her Sydney concert, right? So it's a picture of him in the queue there, and his caption says, "Need a date for Taylor? Thought I'd better start looking." So he's basically, he's dangled the carrot, which is, of course, Taylor Swift's tickets in front of all these potential matches and gone, you know, I need someone to go to Taylor with. Who wants to be that lucky, lucky lady?
Perhaps there is no juicier carrot available in all of New South Wales right now.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's almost a guaranteed foolproof way to get a date. And you know what's crazy as well? Is like, there is no proof here that he actually has tickets. So like, you or I could use his tactic right now, because all he's done, I could use the exact same photos he's used.
It's just the queue. It's not even well, you can't show a photo of the tickets because someone can steal that information.
I guess
then.
You can like blur out stuff here and there, whatever. Yeah. But you could just take I could use the exact same photo here and use the exact same tactic and secure myself a date as well. Not that I'd want to, of course.
Yeah,
but
because the thing is, if you do that, it's you only got until, say you don't really have tickets, right? You've only got until the concert to either convince them that you're good enough to keep even though you've lied about having tickets, or to buy tickets by then on the second-hand market.
And, of course, it's a great icebreaker anyway. It's caused, I mean, it's gone viral on the internet, as it, you know,
what an
obviously
absolute
would.
Genius.
People being like, you know, you've got to admit this is clever. Others saying it's creepy. One lady wrote, "Even if you plan to murder me, I'd simply ask him to wait until after the concert. A win's a win." People think this is so, like, if nothing else, like you said, even if he doesn't have the tickets, great icebreaker.
Amazing. You're probably the most eligible bachelor in all of New South Wales right now.
And I don't want to be that guy. I reckon he definitely doesn't have tickets.
You reckon?
No chance he's got tickets. But it's getting all the attention that, you know, he thought it would garner. So
yeah, good on
fair
him.
Fair play to him.
Stay Port Stephens. Holiday memories to last a lifetime. Book directly at stayportstephens.com.au. The Novos. Winter Escape.
Yeah, of course, the winning continues. Not only can you get yourself this Hampton Beach house for, you know, yourself and up to 7 other people, 8 in total, by, you know, getting involved in the show, of course, registering newfm.com.au. But we've got trivia check this morning after 7, Kreebo.
$425 up for grabs. How sweet would that be to start your week off?
Cheeky 420 plus 5, if you don't mind. Mm-hmm. Up next, though, Kreebo, like you said, that's after 7. But we're going to go into, I've got something that's bubbling under the surface. I've been a little bit cranky and a little bit upset throughout the weekend. I just want to, I guess, gauge an opinion from you on what I should do in this situation if it happens again.
Okay.
And also if I'm justified in being upset.
A little social dilemma to unpack in just a few minutes as you wake up with the Novos. Stephen and Kreebo here at New FM.
Now, something's been bubbling under the surface throughout the weekend. I've been a little bit frustrated, a little bit angry. But before I guess, go and rant, I just want to gauge your opinion on this whole situation and what I guess I can do moving forward to if I come up against it again.
Okay.
So the crux of the story was, at the moment, the house hunt's still on, so I'm looking at lots of rental properties, trying to find a place to live with my girlfriend, of course, when she moves over in early August. So all very exciting times, but I was at this rental inspection. It was in Charlestown. I was looking at a place.
Yep.
And there was, it attracted lots of people, obviously. The pictures were all very nice, good price. So lots of people came for this inspection. Busy house. And it was only, you're only allocated sometimes a 10-minute slot that they open
everyone
the house
has
up
to,
for.
Yeah, look so through the place.
A bit of a free-for-all.
Opening cupboard doors.
So anyway, doors open, everyone rushes in to have a look and, you know, try and get a feel for the house and see, you know, is this potentially your future home?
Yeah.
So I'm going through and I'm trying to take photos as well because, of course, Siobhan's not here to be able to see it, so I want to give her an idea of what the place looks like as well, even though it's hard over camera. But
yeah, this is your girlfriend who's moving over.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm trying to, you know, like, give her a good idea of what the place looks like as well, taking all these photos. And while I'm doing that, there is this kid just basically yapping at my heels. He's, you know, like, just running around, running circles around everyone. People are tripping over him. He's got, like, the zoomies, essentially, this little kid. He must have been only 7, maybe, or 8, like, quite young. And he's running amok right around this house. He was just getting in the way. I was like, I'm trying to take photos. I'm trying to, like, get a good understanding of what this place looks like. And this kid is just making loud noises. He's zooming around.
Running interference, basically.
And his mum, nowhere to be seen. She's obviously off inspecting the house at her own pace. And she's given up. She's gone, this kid's trouble.
I'm just going to let him loose.
Let him loose, and I'll go. Maybe that's a tactic from her to distract other potential renters.
Yeah, well, the rental market's tough out there.
Well, that's it. It's a dog-eat-dog world. If you're not first, you're last. But while this kid was running around, I was just holding in the urge to growl him, basically.
To tell him off.
To tell him off. To tell him, like, that's enough, you know, settle down. But other people are here, be respectful. But you can't really tell off other people's kids, can you?
Well, this is what you were wanting to, right?
I really badly wanted to. And, like, I told myself all in the car, you know, when, like, steam's still coming out your ears. Told myself in the car, if it happens again, I'm growling him.
Are you going to tell him off? Yeah. Well, often at these rental inspections, you see the same person again and again, people.
Exactly. Everyone's looking for the best possible place.
And you're all, say, you're in a certain budget, you're looking for a certain number of bedrooms.
In the same sort of area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You see them time and time again.
Yeah, you see the same people. I've made some friends throughout
the
journey.
Along the way,
of course.
Yeah. That's it.
This little kid, not one of them, though. he's not a friend of mine.
So instinctively, if this happens again, you're going to tell him off.
Oh, it's so easy to say it in the car and be brave when the situation's not there. I think I would have a word.
Yeah, okay.
Because I've got to try and get the best understanding of the house. I don't have a lot of time. I don't have the time for him to be around distracting me.
So, I know what you're saying, that it is annoying. But at the same time, I don't think you can tell off someone else's kid.
Yeah.
It is a tricky one. It is a tricky one, though. And sometimes you find yourself very close to it, right?
Well, that's it. I was very close. I did all I could to withhold the rage inside me. But, yeah, while I was in the car, I told myself, if it happens again,
you're going
to
do it.
I'm going to have to growl him, because I don't have the time or the luxury to be able to, you know, lose valuable inspection minutes to rubbish like this.
Now, neither of you and I are not parents, so I guess we're looking for a bit of guidance here. 4967-4105, can you tell off someone else's kit? Like, in a shopping centre, in a house inspection, in public, basically.
Basically, in public. Are you allowed to growl someone else's kid? 4967-4105, of course. Best callers on air today in the draw for a double to see the Knights taking on Storm Saturday Twilight, McDonald Jones Stadium, of course. That's in the Andrew John stand. If you want to get your hands on those tickets, 4967-4105, plus everyone that contributes to the show this week goes in the draw to win a girls' night out, four people, including drinks on arrival, to see the Sydney Hotshots at Mayfield Hell Toll this Friday night.
Yeah, including producer Scott, who will have his rig out. 4967-4105. Your team Steeman, yes, you can tell off someone else's kid. Your team Crevo, no, you got to leave it to the parents.
It's a bit more grey area than that, but yeah, okay, we'll go with that.
We'll get your calls on the NX, New FM.
And asking after, I went to a rental inspection in Charlestown, and this child who was off the leash, basically running around, you know, causing trouble, everyone tripping over him, was grinding my gears. Are you allowed to growl someone else's kid? That's what we're asking on 4967-4105. Of course, best callers on the air today, up for a double to see the Knights taking on the Storm, McDonald Jones Stadium, this Saturday. But basically, I've decided that if this were to happen again, while last time I didn't growl the kid, I think I would growl moving forward.
You're going to tell them off if you see a kid misbehaving in and around your personal space, basically.
Exactly. I think, well, maybe it's not socially acceptable. Sometimes it's got to be done.
It's a bit of a tricky one. I tend to lean towards not doing it because it's just, I don't know, I don't have kids myself. I feel as if I don't understand the situation. But if they are misbehaving, you know, it can be difficult to resist, I guess. Let's go to the phones, though, to help decide this. We go out to Edgeworth this morning. We have an anonymous caller. Good morning, Anonymous.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good now. Tell us, what are your thoughts on this?
Look, I think gone are the days where you could, but I'm a firm believer that if a child is doing the wrong thing, you need to actually pull them into line.
Can you remember a situation where this has happened?
Yes, I can. So I had my own children with me, and these two children were in a shopping centre. Many people in the shopping centre, but just as this little child that you described was doing was running amok. But for me, it was more the safety of everyone else, but also me leading as an example as a parent and showing my children that obviously they can't do that, so why should someone else? And yeah, just politely said to them, look, you need to watch out for others, and especially there's older people around that might not be as steady on their feet. So you need to stick around with your mum and dad. And they just sort of glared at me. But, hey, I did my job, I think.
Yeah, right. Interesting.
Yeah, well, there you go. That, there seems to be, like, there's probably a right way to go about it,
isn't
there?
That's another element to it, isn't it? That sounded, like, so sensible in approach, you know, just watch out for others. Like, that's a reasonable thing to say to someone, I think.
And hopefully I can keep my emotions in check like Anonymous has and I don't just boil over and just start growling the kid. Let's go to Maitland next. We've got Janelle on the line. Hey, Janelle.
Hi, how you going?
Very well. Now, tell us, what do you think? Is it right or wrong to growl someone else's child?
Right.
Yeah, oh. You reckon it's all fair game?
Oh, my God, yes.
So has this happened to you? Can you remember a time when this has happened?
Oh, look, it happens quite often. My husband will be the first to say, oi, get back to your parents, whatever. Like, maybe not so polite, but yep.
It is what it is. Yep. Is this, do you have kids yourself?
I do.
Yeah, okay.
They're adults.
Yeah, right.
And you wouldn't mind, like, when they were growing up, if someone else were to pull them in line as well?
No, I brought my kids up as old school, so I'm, I'm a bit more cautious. I had older parents.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no running around and being an idiot, so, yep.
Applies to everyone.
There you go. A bit of tough love seems to be the way to go.
Indeed.
That seems to be the general consensus around the Hunter, so.
You're good to go.
If I can keep my emotions in check, I feel like I'm maybe not as measured as Janelle or our anonymous caller, but I'll try my best.
You can do this.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
Oh, maybe you spent a bit too much money over the weekend and you want to win some of it back. Well, we've got an opportunity for you right now. $425. You heard me right. $425. Are you joking me? All you got to do is answer one question right.
Be a pretty sweet way to start your week. Oh. Kick off your Monday morning with, like you said, $425 up for grabs this morning. One question between you and that cash moolah in your back pocket. What are you going to do to win it?
That's right. All you got to do is answer one question right. 4967-4105. You can have like the $400 notes, a 20 and a 5, or any other combination. Take your pick. You can cash it out however you want. Of course, we'll be getting someone on the air next to play Trivia Check.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
$425 up for grabs here this morning with Trivia Check. Yes, Stephen?
That's it. One question between you and that cash moolah in your back pocket. All you got to do, give us a call, 4967-4105. Of course, once you've done that, you get yourself on air. You got one question, one simple trivia question, 5-second timer. You answer it right, and that is tax-free cash right in your back. It's the good stuff.
That's the good stuff. You know, it's just so easy. One question. Anyway, it's time to meet our contestant this morning to see who'll be vying for the $425. Let's meet them and let's go to Belmont to meet John. How are you?
Good, yourself?
Very good. Now, have you heard this before, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, and have you, like, you ever go to trivia nights or anything like that? Or have you ever answered a question correctly?
Oh, I've done it once with my old boy, but that's about it.
Yeah, right. Oh, you're well prepared then.
I reckon, John, you need to recover from a big weekend. I reckon
Nah,
you reckon nah.
Stayed in.
You're a good boy.
So, yeah, you're a very good boy.
He's been a good boy. Okay, well, of course, we've got one question for you this morning, John, a five-second timer as well. Are you ready for your question?
Yep.
Let's do it.
Best of luck, John. Your question this morning is, in which part of the human body can the labyrinth be found?
The what?
The labyrinth.
The mouth.
Is it the mouth? Unfortunately not.
You weren't far off, though. The inner ear is what we were looking for.
Damn.
You had a guess. You tried.
On the buzzer as well, which we would have allowed, but unfortunately no win this morning.
Means, though, of course, two sides to every coin. While John has not come away with the chockies this morning, means tomorrow, Crevo, same time, same place, jackpots to $4.50 for your Tuesday morning.
An even bigger box of chocolates. New FM. And this is a little section of the show where we wanted to get into, I guess, some of the worst reviews of some of our great spots around Newcastle, because sometimes people get upset for the most ridiculous reasons.
Oh, people get their... They're so entitled, aren't they? They get their knickers in a knot over absolutely nothing.
Yeah. So, first of all, we're heading out to, today, Walls End Park. Now, this
is
actually a really nice park. A lot of sports get played there and stuff. It's the one, like, on... it's at Cowper Street, basically, right there.
Is it opposite the shops there?
Yeah, it'd be near the shops. Pretty near the shops.
Yeah.
Beautiful park, actually. A lot of sports get played there on the weekend. And really, if you looked at it objectively, there's not much to complain about. It's perfectly, it's well mowed all the time. It's in good condition. But people love to just blow up for no particular good reason.
All right, let's hear some of these moans.
So here, basically, I've jumped on Google reviews and sorted by the worst reviews first, because this is where you see the biggest Karens in the whole world, basically. Yep. We start with, and I'm going to just use first names, because I don't want to like reveal everyone's identity, even though they are in the public eye. Right, so the first one is from an Abraham who says, simply, too many eshays. One star. Now, I don't know how you can complain about that. People like to go to a park and hang out. It's up to them. You know,
it's a public park.
Exactly. How can you be upset by what people are wearing?
All right.
Next, we go to a Rahim who says, great little park. Beware of the mosquitoes. One star.
All right. Yeah, okay. I mean, if you go outside, that's where mosquitoes live.
So. Famously. And you know what? Some seasons, they're worse than others. Bring your Mozzie spray. Simple tip.
And you know what's a great sign of a park?
Mm-hmm.
It's like a nice pond.
Yeah.
You know what attracts mosquitoes?
Yeah.
Bodies of water.
That's right.
So, like, you can't have your cake and eat it. You've
exactly.
You've got to pick one or the other.
Now, I'm thinking that this might be a fake name.
Yeah,
because
okay,
they've called themselves Assassin Tank.
Probably not a real name.
I don't think that's a real name. But they've, I think they might be from a rivaling suburb because they've basically said, they've given it one star and said, suck it, Walls End, this park is no good.
it's like kids prank calling a park.
Yeah, exactly. They're not happy with the whole situation. Samuel also said, also one star, nice environment, parking isn't good enough, and there's plenty of mosquitoes. Yeah, just generally not happy with the Mozzies.
Yep.
My favourite review comes from Courtney, though, who says, the amenities are pretty bad. Not easy to find them. I circled the building before I saw ladies written in texter on the door. The toilet had no seat. Had to perch on the rim. One star.
Oh, that's a rough experience, isn't it?
Less than ideal if you're having to squat above the rim. People just taking pot shots at Walls End Park basically for no good. They didn't like a couple of eshays there and had, you know, the toilet wasn't up to scratch. That's not a big enough excuse.
Basically, if you're all right with eshays and you're all right with mosquitoes, this and you dislike Karens, because there's no Karens going to be here, this is the park for you.
Exactly. Head to Walls End Park. You'll love it.
New FM is local as, and you're waking up. You're waking up with the Novos.
New FM.
And over the weekend, big news on the Facebook Mayfield gossip group.
Right. Okay.
So there's somebody's put up a photo of, you know, where the BP of Porto that's never been built is being built. And they've said, overnight, connoisseurs and epicures of grilled chicken, frustrated by the wait, appear to have taken matters into their own hands in protest. Stay tuned for further updates. basically some local hooligans have knocked down part of the construction fence trying to get in to get themselves some Oporto chicken. It's not ready. When will it be ready? Let's try and get the chicken ourselves.
It'll never be ready. Do you reckon? Because like we said before, we've talked about this a bit throughout as it's been a developing story.
Yeah.
But people had their first shift booked December last year.
Yeah.
Do you reckon it'll get the full December?
Good question.
A full year after they're meant to start working?
No, it will eventually open, but who knows when. It is one of the great, like, I guess, over-under bets that you can have in Newcastle at the moment.
Oh, a great water cooler bet around the office. Just, definitely. You know, make sure everyone chucks $2 in, winner takes all, or something like that. I reckon that'd be a bit of fun.
Definitely. Of course, look, if we find out more about who's broken in there and if they got chicken, we'll let you know.
We will let you know. Up next, though, of course, new Mission Impossible film is out, and there's been some speculation about the bill that Tom Cruise has, you know, I guess, racked up with his stunts.
All right.
So I want to talk about that next.
New FM.
Now, new Mission Impossible film's out. Mission 7, I think. Mission Impossible 7.
Oof.
Now, I've heard actually really good reviews about this. I thought it'd be tired. I thought, you know, it would have run its course. But apparently it's come out with an absolute banger. But there's been information flowing from this film about, I guess, behind-the-scenes shenanigans that happened while it was being produced. And, of course, Tom Cruise is the star, famously does most of his own stunts.
He loves it.
He loves it, gets his body ready, really gets himself in tip-top shape.
Yeah.
And then enjoys, yeah, he doesn't use many stunt doubles, Tom Cruise. He does most of it himself, including this scene where he jumps off a cliff in Norway, right, with a motorbike. It's a bit of like a bike jump.
Yeah.
And, you know, then he ends up descending down the cliff and the bike gets wrecked, right? So he's done this himself, his own stunt. And in the pursuit of the perfect shot, he's ruined 6 motorbikes. He's gone through, well, he's used 7 bikes total, 6 of them written off, because he's like, not good enough. I need to get the perfect shot. So they've done this scene at the start, first day of filming, right? Mm-hmm. In case, and I quote, he gets injured or dies, production money could be redistributed. So they've gone, this is the most dangerous part of the movie. Let's
do
get that done
first.
Day one. If he survives that, we'll be all right.
The rest is, we're on easy street.
That's it. So absolutely, this is the kind of danger he's going through, obviously. It's risky. He's putting his body on the line.
Yeah.
But he's written off, totaled 6 bikes getting this perfect shot, which has cost them thousands and thousands of dollars. Now, for the big movie producers like that, it's really chump change. But for us, we look at that, thousands of dollars, 6 bikes gone. Jeez, that's a bit of an expensive day at work, isn't it?
Isn't it? And sometimes, you know, it can be the smallest little action at work can cost the biggest mistake, like the most expensive thing. Like my friend was working on a commercial building site. So they're putting up basically they're building a factory. And while they were doing it, they were digging some like footings and cut through an NBN line for the rest of the, like, a business park.
Yep.
And it said to get that repaired, it's first of all, it's cut out the internet for the whole business park.
Yeah.
So that everyone was
blowing up.
Very unhappy. And getting that professionally repaired cost like $20,000.
Wow.
Because they had to get, like, the NBN people out. It was like a big, it's not just like a little cable that you plug into your computer. It was like the big one for the whole business park. Huge mistake. What do you do?
It's an innocent mistake, isn't it?
Yeah, he's just digging where he was told to dig.
Well, that's it, yeah. There's someone above him who's obviously probably going to, you know, lose their job or whatever.
Dial before you dig. That's an expensive mistake right there.
Well, that's the kind of gear we move into. 4967405. What I guess is the most expensive thing you broke at work. And tell us the story about it.
Can you beat like $10,000 or a few motorbikes? I don't know, but I reckon there'd be some along the way out there around Newcastle and the Hunter.
4967405. What is the most expensive thing you've broken at work? And of course, for your pain, I suppose, we can throw you in the draw to win yourself a double pass to see the Knights take on Melbourne Storm this Saturday night at McDonald Jones Stadium. Plus, but wait, there's more. I feel like a steak knife salesman. Everyone that contributes to the show this week goes in the draw to win a girls' night out four people, including drink on arrival, to see the Sydney Hotshots at Mayfield Hotel Friday, July 21, which is, of course, this Friday night. 4967405. Trade us your stories of what is the most expensive thing you ever broke at work.
New FM.
Of course, if you want to go see the Knights this Saturday evening, I suppose, take on the Storm at McDonald Jones Stadium, give us a call now, 4967405, with the most expensive thing you broke at work. This comes after Tom Cruise totaled six bikes trying to do a stunt for the new Mission Impossible film.
Crazy.
Ruined six bikes. And I mean, that could be thousands of dollars, maybe.
Oh, certainly. So what is something the most expensive thing you broke at work, or perhaps someone you know on the work side?
That's exactly it. Let's open up the lines now, 4967405. We'll go to Maryland, where we have an anonymous caller. Good morning.
Oh, hang on a sec. Sorry. Maryland. Hey, anonymous, how are you?
Well, good morning there. How are we all?
Very good. Now tell us, what's the most expensive thing you broke at work?
What about a $15,000 phone system?
Wow!
How did you do that?
Well, I went to work one day and I wasn't feeling very happy about being there, and I got this shit to the world, and I basically poured some Coke down the server and bam, caused almost an electrical fault and fire.
Wow, malicious attack as well.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
A minute of it, and I was still there for about 3 months, and then I quit.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, wow.
That's pretty full on.
Quit before you get fired, I suppose.
Indeed, indeed. Let's go to Cameron Park up next. Hey, Aaron, how are you?
Yeah, good. Yourself?
Very good. Now tell us, what's the most expensive thing you broke at work?
It wasn't me. It was a guy I knew.
Yeah.
When I was... Force and a long time ago now, but he didn't bolt the missile onto the aircraft crew, and it went flying, and the missile fell off and went through somebody's house.
Oh my God!
Oh my God! I know what's going on with the line there, but I think the crux of the story was a missile was not attached properly and broke a house, went through a house.
That's full on.
Oh my God, I wasn't expecting to get anything of this kind of nature.
Neither was
That's
I.
That's ridiculous.
Let's go to Jesmond up next. Hey Declan, how you doing? Declan, you there? Oh, Declan's gone. Perhaps got too scared because the boss might have been listening, that sort of situation. I don't know how you can beat a missile going through a house anyway.
Or a $15,000 phone system.
The Novos. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
And Crevo, exciting news, because on Friday, well, obviously all last week and this week as well, we're giving people the chance to get themselves a girls' night out, which includes four drinks on arrival for the Sydney Hotshots at Mayfield Hotel Friday, July 21, which is this Friday.
It's going to be a great show.
Now, of course, you can get your tickets from Eventbrite or win them with us all week. But on Friday, we talked to Paul, who's the host of the Sydney Hotshots.
Yeah.
And he allowed us the opportunity to get Scott involved as, I guess, one of said hotshots. Now,
That's
Scott,
right.
Are you there?
Yes, I am. Gents, how we doing?
Good, mate, good. I want to know how you're going. Obviously, a bit of a surprise for you on Friday. Are you excited?
Oh, mate, over the moon.
Yeah,
oh,
nothing like, would be.
Nothing like getting the gear off in front of local Nervicastrians. I love it.
Now, what about your girlfriend, Britt? What was her, I guess, opinion or thoughts on the whole situation?
Oh, mate, she's just annoyed that she can't make it up here to come see it.
Oh, she sees it enough. Anyway.
Oh, she would. She would.
Now, have you got the Manscaped sorted? Got the baby all ready to go? Like, are you taking this seriously?
I'm taking it very seriously, mate. I've been doing, since I found out on Friday that I've been doing it, at least 5-6K walks every day just to try and, you know,
trim a little bit down,
tone, yeah, that kind of stuff.
And what are you? What's your diet like? Minted peas and water.
Yesterday for a combined breakfast and lunch, I had vegetable rice paper rolls because I was like, you know what, we're on the health kick. It's begun.
There we go.
There you go. 1 week to get yourself in tip-top shape. Because like we said, it's this Friday, of course, at the Mayfield Hotel. And you get your tickets at Eventbrite or, of course, win them all week with us.
That's right. Here on UFM.
Now, what's the goss up next? Scott, what have you got? You got a little tease for us?
Boys, a very, very famous international artist was performing recently in the US. And he did a bit of a cover song. From that area of the US, but he was full of surprises that night. I'm going to break it down shortly.
He's a cagey man, Scott. He doesn't give us a lot, does he?
I know.
He just dangles that carrot enough to keep us wanting more.
Cryptic clues. Now, Stephen, you're on the house hunt at the moment, looking for a new place.
New place to call home,
That's right. Your lovely girlfriend, Siobhan, is moving from over from West.
Yeah.
Coming over here for the big city life. And I get it, you know? So, as part of that journey, you're looking for some people to help out as your rental reference, right?
Yeah, that's it. So, I was looking for people to put down, I guess, to just put in a good word for me. Now, I put over a couple people from WA for the first one, but they kept getting called at like 8 in the morning here, which is like 6 in the morning over in Perth. It's too early. So I thought I better get some Novocastrians on as rental references and decided that you'd be a pretty fitting man to put on there.
Yeah, well, hey, why not? And I appreciate that. So I actually got asked for one via email. So I thought, oh, I'll just jot down a little email back and say what you like, basically.
I'm a little bit worried about this.
So I've put down, to whom it may concern, this is a rental reference for Stephen Jones.
Strong good start. Yeah, yep. I like that.
I know him to be a lovely bloke of good character.
Wicked. I'm loving this.
Yeah. He also has an excellent mullet.
Yeah, okay. Maybe we could have left that out, but it is strong.
Yeah, it's a good mullet, and who knows? They might be a fan of mullets.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know. Are you looking for any places out at Curry?
I'm not particularly, but...
Because the mullet fest is massive out there.
That's true.
Then I thought, you know, I'll get into an anecdote to try and, like, show what his character's like.
Okay, yeah.
So I said, I've been to Stephen's house, not true, and found the condition to be of a reasonable condition. If you think hundreds of empty beer cans in a bedroom is reasonable condition...
No, you didn't.
You will like having him as a tenant. Hang tight.
Okay.
He will have money to pay the rent because you'll have all those beer cans for return and earn ready at any time. He isn't into wild parties or having loads of people over on Mondays or Tuesdays. The weekend, though, all rules out the window. Lads.
No, you didn't.
Only joking about the parties, he will be a good tenant. Or am I?
Oh, now, no.
Signed, Crevo. Done.
Now, I reckon I've applied for like a dozen places, yet to have any luck. I know for a fact that they've informed me that references have been sent out or been chased.
Yeah.
No wonder I've not got a place. Oh, that's a joke. You've got to change that.
Okay.
You actually have to change that.
All right, I will. He's good for it.
I literally only have myself to blame for this, though. Why did I trust you? Why did I think this would be a good idea?
Great question. I don't know why he picked me.
The Novos. What's the goss? New FM.
All right, producer Scott, what's the goss time? What have you got for us?
Gents, I swear somebody who doesn't sleep. He's just dropped a brand new album in the last couple of months. He's done a Disney Plus documentary. Plus, he was even taken to court in a case which he won. It's Mr. Ed Sheeran.
Of course, yeah. What's he done?
He's a busy boy.
He's a very busy boy. He is indeed. He's currently on the Mathematics World Tour. And recently, I'm talking Saturday just gone, he did a show in Detroit over in the US. And Detroit, very, very well known for being the home of one Eminem.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So while he was there, he did a cover of Eminem's Lose Yourself.
What, did he, like, rap it?
Well, kind of rapped it, but he also had an acoustic guitar. I found this on TikTok. Have a listen. So it's not too bad, eh? He's done well.
So he sounds like he's kind of slowed it down a little bit, but...
Yes. And sung his own version.
Yes, so he has slowed it down, but he only got maybe the first verse in because when the chorus started to erupt, somebody walked out from a trapdoor. Mr. Eminem himself...
Came out and finished the song.
Oh, that's a bit of fun.
Yeah, that is fun then. I don't mind that. Because Ed Sheeran, has tried a bit of rapping in the past. It's kind of like some B-side tracks in certain albums. He's tried to, you know, throw in a couple rap verses and stuff like that with varied success, but...
He's okay at it.
He's clearly no Eminem.
So no, I'm glad, of course not.
And, you know, obviously Lose Yourself, one of the biggest rap songs of all time, arguably. You're probably not one. You're only hiding for nothing when you cover songs like that.
That's right.
Because even if you do a great job, it can only be as good as the original. You can never do a better job,
no, of course,
could you?
Unlikely, yeah. Unlikely. Oh, well, I mean, I guess, like you said, he loves a bit of side rapping. Maybe he's trying to, like, push this into the main part of his music. I don't know if that's a good move for him. I think he should stick to the acoustic love songs.
You know what? I reckon he can do whatever he wants, Ed Sheeran. He's that successful now. He might as well do whatever he enjoys writing.
You can look at his DNA and you go, he's actually now made of money.
Yep, yeah, exactly. He's got nothing to worry about. Do whatever you enjoy doing, and if the audience comes, and they come, if not, well, you've got that much money. It doesn't matter, yeah.
Half a billy on the world tour.
If you don't mind.
Stay Port Stephens. Holiday memories to last a lifetime. Book directly at stayportstephens.com.au. The Novos. Winter Escape.
Yeah, how good's this, Craver? Of course. Your chance to, I guess, get away from it all. Mm. Enjoy two nights in a Hampton-style beach house. Of course, thanks to our friends at Stayport Stephens. Holiday memories to last a lifetime. You book directly at stayportstephens.com.au. But, of course, for the next couple of weeks, we're giving people the chance to win it on us.
For free. That's right. You can just win it, and then you don't have to pay for it with your own money.
All you got to do is head to newfm.com.au to register. And if you're there and you're struggling to find where to go
oh, this is too confusing. Don't worry.
Make sure you just head to the win tab. It's all there for you. And once you're in that win tab, just make sure you click on the competition, the appropriate competition, of course, register your details, and bosh, you're in the draw to win two nights for up to eight people at this Hampton-style beach house.
I'm looking at the win page now. There's a big picture of a house. It says $1 million beach house. That's the one you click on.
That'll be the one. I'm pretty sure it's on the homepage as well if you just scroll down a little bit.
Yeah, you got multiple ways to get there. So easy.
Of course, though, you do have to head to newfm.com.au to register, or, of course, you can book directly at stayportstephens.com.au.
That's it. Up next, a little bit of, I guess, it's sort of like a dilemma, isn't it, that we're unpacking.
We need a temperature check across Newcastle, I reckon.
And we need some help from parents. So if you're a parent or you know one, we could use your help up next.
Now, a bit of a dilemma that's come across my desk on Reddit, of course, a Newcastle issue going on, from an anonymous user who's posted this, Crevo.
Okay.
My daughter recently brought home a new boyfriend to meet the family. I tried to be welcoming, but he's just not right for her. We've seen him a few times now, and I've noticed he's very bossy, telling her what to do and criticising her appearance. Should I say something or should I stay out of it?
Ooh, this is tough, isn't it?
Very difficult decision. A very difficult situation to find yourself in as well. I thought one that maybe we could use the people of Newcastle for as a bit of a think tank.
That's right.
And, I guess, find the solution for this, obviously, mother who's very conflicted in the Hunter.
That's right, because on the one hand, she's thinking, I want to say something, but if you come out too strong, your kid might just rebel and then do the opposite and run off with him anyway, and then you're in the bad books with her as well.
And the other thing as well is some mistakes you just have to make. Some mistakes you can't be, like, I guess, protected from, because that's how you learn. You have to make some of these mistakes to then develop and round out as a human being. That's what your adolescent years are for.
That's so true. What are your instinctive thoughts on this about what this mum should do?
It's such a grey area, but I think you're allowed to say something.
Yeah.
I think you are allowed to say, look, I don't think he's right for you. I don't think you can ban it. I don't think you can bar it and be like, he's not welcome in our house. But I think you can say, hey, look, I've noticed this stuff. It looks like this from an outsider's perspective. Just look after yourself. Make sure he's the right one, you know. You're young. There's plenty of years ahead of you. No need to settle for something, you know, when there's still the whole world to explore.
I hear what you're saying. I think, though, my concern is that if she says something like that along those lines, that the child will rebel and then it's going to make the relationship with you as the parent worse.
And I understand that as well, because as a kid, I was definitely, when mum was like, don't press that button, it was the only thing you wanted to do. Press the button, you know?
It almost hyper-focuses you on that, and all you want to do is press the button, right?
It's such a difficult decision. Don't envy this Hunter mother at all. But I thought, because neither of us are parents, let's try and get a temperature check around Newcastle and kind of see what people think is the appropriate solution for this situation. So 4967-4105, I guess it's a right or wrong.
Should you intervene or not?
Yeah, are you allowed to tell your kid, that their partner's no good. 4967-4105, of course. Best callers today could be off to see the Knights Saturday afternoon. Well, Saturday evening, I suppose, against Melbourne at McDonald Jones Stadium.
Lovely.
Inform Knights. Not, you don't want to miss that one. Plus, of course, everyone that contributes to the show this week goes in the draw to win a girls' night out. Four people, including a drink on arrival, to see the Sydney Hotshots at Mayfield Hotel Friday, July 21. Get your tickets now from Eventbrite. 4967-4105. Is it right or wrong to intervene or to, I guess, tell your kid that their partner's no good?
We'll get your calls on the air next, New FM.
And I bring you a dilemma that's come across my desk from an anonymous Reddit user, from like a Newcastle Reddit group I'm here
sure.
in, which reads... My daughter recently brought home a new boyfriend to meet the family. I tried to be welcoming, but he's just not right for her. We've seen him a few times now, and I've noticed he's very bossy, telling her what to do and criticising her appearance. Should I say something, or should I stay out of it? Which is the question we're going to ask people from across the Hunter. Because you and I are a bit conflicted on this one. I think you can probably step in and say something if you do it the right way.
I think you risk, if you tell them don't do it, don't date this person, you risk them rebelling and going more into dating them.
Oh, there's just no handbook for parenting, is there?
No.
And neither you and I are parents.
That's right.
So let's get the people of Newcastle's opinion on this, of course, on 4967-4105. We'll head to Bolton Point first. Got Anita on the line. Hey, Anita.
Good morning.
Now, tell us, what do you think is the best solution for this situation?
It is a tricky one, but I feel for the mum in this situation, but if it was my daughter, after a little bit of observation, I'd keep quiet for a little while, but I'd have to say something.
Eventually, you'd have to say something.
I would have to say something because it's a manipulative type of behaviour towards the girlfriend, the daughter.
Yeah.
And it's going to, if she's going to accept it, then her self-confidence is just going to, you know...
drop away eventually.
Yeah, and you're right. It's maybe not along the lines of banning. It's maybe just this is the observation I've had.
Interesting. Okay. Let's go to Singleton next. Hey, Todd, how you doing?
How are you guys?
Doing very well. Now, what are your thoughts on this? What would you do?
Oh, look, I'm a happy parent of five kids, three boys, two daughters. So, you know, it is a hard one, but in this day and age... you have to step in and say something, and I'm sure the daughter will get upset for a little while. But at the end of the day, mate, you love your family, and she'll see the bright side of it in the future.
Well, that's it. I guess you're there to be a parent, not a friend, aren't you?
That's it, mate. It's different, and as I say, in this day and age, there's a lot of bad stuff that goes on in the world, so if you didn't say anything... you would regret it forever.
Yeah, God forbid the worst happens or something like that. You'd wish you'd stood in and said something,
that
I suppose.
That is so true. Yeah. That's so true. Let's finish this up in West Wall's End. Good morning, Michelle.
Hi, how are you?
Very good. Now, what are your thoughts on this?
I would definitely say something.
Right.
Have you ever seen the movie Dinner Thieves with Jared Butler and I think it's Pablo Schreiber?
I haven't, but give us a quick synopsis.
Well, he's part of a gang, and right. he gets all his big mates in the garage and gets the boyfriend out there and gives him a talking to and basically says, what you do to her, I'll do to you, or we'll do to you.
Oh, so, yeah, right. So are you in a gang, Michelle?
No, but I could get one going.
Yeah.
Who's in your gang?
My husband, my brothers, his friends, my nephew, he's 6'5".
Oh, wow.
I'd get... my husband's brothers, like their ex-cops stuff.
Wow.
I was going to offer my services, but it sounds like you don't need them. You've got much scarier people than me around you,
West
Michelle.
Westside Bolton.
I'd definitely say something and I'd scare him.
Yeah, okay. There you go. That's this different strategy once again.
And that's maybe a bit of a double whammy because, like, you protect your daughter.
Yeah.
And maybe you scare that boy straight as well.
Yeah.
So that, you know, he's not like that to any future partners as well.
That's true.
Kill two birds, one stone, perhaps.
Yeah, that's it. Get that person in shape, you know?
Yeah.
Well, look, every parent's saying say something. So I think that's the way to do it. You have to say something if you don't feel it's right, don't you?
Yeah, it's so hard because then within that as well, do you... ban them from seeing them, or do you just
you're right. There's finesse in it, isn't there?
Oh, mate, I don't envy any of the parents across the Hunter who are dealing with this situation. It's something you don't think about when you're like, you know, have a newborn and you're like, wow, the world's ahead of them. It's such an exciting time to be a parent. You don't think about those dilemmas, do you?
Down the track, that's it.
Yeah.
Well, that's us done for today, which is fantastic.
Before we go, though, let's award our caller of the day. We'll send Michelle off with a double pass to see the Knights this weekend, of course. So congratulations, Michelle. You're off to see Knights versus Storm Saturday afternoon.
There you go. She is absolutely stunned into silence. And that happens sometimes with all the prizes we give away locally.
Well, she's probably trying to figure out which of her big gang she's going to take with her. It's only a double pass, so you know.
Westside Wall's End represent.
There you go. So that's the synopsis, I suppose, from across the Hunter. We're done for today. We'll be back tomorrow, of course, same time, same place. Hope you have a great Monday. Fingers crossed the Monday Blues haven't attacked you too much.
We'll see you then. Bye.
Bye.
I've been listening to your show on the radio.
You've been listening to the Novos. Would you like some more?
Head over to Spotify, Apple Podcasts,
or newfm.com.au to get more now.